Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. We want to take a second to point you to our friends at Microphone Check. It's a podcast hosted by Ali Shahid Mohammed from A Tribe Called Quest and our own Franny Kelly. Now, they talk to the biggest names and the best-kept secrets in hip-hop, from behind-the-scenes players to the next generation of rappers, producers, and artists, people like Mac Miller and Master Ace. You can learn what's happening in the culture now and, more importantly, how we got here. You can find Microphone Check at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
New music this week. Jasmine, what are we starting with?
This is Sara Eve from Argentina. Like a machine gun.
Oh my gosh.
Frustrations. I love her. I came into her with her album Puentera a few years ago, and she's really become one of the big names in Argentine hip hop. And also, you know, part of this movement in Argentina where traditionally musicians that there's a big scene in Buenos Aires, in the capital. She's from Chubut, one of the southern states. And there's a lot of music now coming out from all of the states and not just the capital. I love Sara Eve, and I love this song.
Nice call, nice pick. I really like that song a lot. Lots of funk on that one. We're going to continue with the track that I brought in, a relatively new Brazilian singer. Her name is Tami. The album that she's put out is called Caída. It's mostly bossa nova, but this one track is a lot more lively. It's got a lot more drums and percussion, and it is a nod to the African influence in just about all of Brazilian music. This is called My Africa. It's in Portuguese, Mother Africa.
My Africa, oh, sua voz é muito
As usual, you and I are in really different headspaces.
Oh my gosh.
It's like we rarely coincide.
Sometimes we do, but I think they complement each other.
Sometimes I feel like doing the show with you is like I'm calling you on the phone and I'm in Siberia at an electronic dance party and you are in Jamaica at like a reggae party.
Well, funny you should mention listening to reggae, because that's what I brought in next. This is the Canadian DJ, musician, vocalist. His name is Bugat. He's got a new album out. It's called Neo Reconquista. This is the track Me Muero Por Ti. We're going to put the video on the website. It's a very, very nice video directed by the Mexican-born film director Mariano Franco. You can find that at our website, npr.org/altlatino. Again, this is Bugat with the track Me Muero Por Ti. Reggae, just like you imagine, Jasmine.
y en mi corazón no hay sombra ni hay duda. Necesito tu amor y esa boquita que me cura. Tremenda maldición, infinita es mi condena. Dulzura, por favor, no compliques mi problema. Estoy en el paredón, tu mirada me dispara y hay como un ardor, luego mi sangre se derrama. Yo me muero.
Bugatt from Canada. Just as you predicted, I was listening to reggae in my little...
I love it.
My basement lair. You know, sitting in the studio with me is our producer, Saraya Mohammed, and she mentioned something while we were listening to the song. I'm going to turn the mic on. We very rarely do it for Saraya, but we're going to do it this time. What were you
Release
telling me?
Saraya.
Yes, what were you telling me?
Hey, Jasmine, I was telling Felix that my wedding anniversary was coming up, and we went to Jamaica for our honeymoon. I'm sort of dedicating this in my head to Rod to celebrate our 22 years of blissful marriage.
Your husband, Rod. There you go. My man. Okay. Okay, next up, I've got two tracks. Okay, I'm going to steal some time and play two tracks. There's a great compilation that was released called the Brasileiro Box of Funk and Soul. Okay, and it's a compilation of early 70s funk from Brazil. It's really cool because the box set is... like, I think it's 7 or 8 old school 45 RPM records, okay? Vinyl. There is a CD release, but the one I got in the mail was a vinyl, and I went home and put it on, and I listened to all these great tracks from the 70s. They're all very short, so I'm going to sneak in two tracks. And it has all the stuff that we really used to love to go to the record store for. Great album covers. Each little 45 has its own little design. It has a poster, has liner notes about the artist. I really encourage you to check out the record, the Brasileiro Box of Funk and Soul. First up, we're going to hear a track called Kizumbao. This is by a guy named Eduardo Araujo.
Thank you.
Okay, we want to take a break from the music real quick to remind you to listen to our friends at Microphone Check. It's a podcast about hip-hop, and it's hosted by Ali Shaheed Muhammad from A Tribe Called Quest and our own Franny Kelly. You can find it at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. Now let's get back to the music. Classic 70s funk. You notice how the song sort of faded out? Because that meant that this song went on for a long time. These guys were having fun. Okay, now the next track, following up with Bananeira from Emilio Santiago, again from the Brasileiro box of funk and soul. Early 70s
funk. I see what you're doing today. This is totally Felix's jam session.
Wait till we get to yours, because the stuff you brought in blew my mind. But
really?
Oh, but first we got to do this. Some more 70s funk.
Sei lá, a bananeira sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, isso é lá com você. Será no fundo do quintal, quintal do seu olhar, olhar do coração. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, isso é lá com você. Será no fundo do quintal, quintal do seu olhar, olhar do coração. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, a maneira de ver. Bananeira não sei, bananeira sei lá, a bananeira sei não, isso é lá com você. Bananeira, bananeira.
None of the stuff I grew up listening to be honest. It's just in Portuguese. But a lot of that stuff is exactly the same as you heard here in the United States at the same time. It's amazing.
Right. Well, Brazil has an amazing funk scene and soul and R&B. All of those movements from the 70s, you know, people like Tim Maia and all those guys, they just really took it and mixed it with Brazilian sounds, and it fits perfectly, in no small part because the roots of funk and the roots of Brazilian music both come from Africa, so it makes a lot of sense that they reconverged in the 70s in Brazil, you know?
Love this box set, the Brasileiro box of funk and soul. Okay, Jazz, before we get into your last two tracks, please indulge me just for a second. I brought in some Latin jazz, okay? Because I got an album in that is...
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just listen. Kidding. I love Latin jazz, Felix.
This
Come
is
on.
An album from a band called Timbalaya, and it's called their 20th anniversary Timbalaya. It's a band based in New York. It's led by a percussionist, a timbale player by the name of Ralph Irizarry, who is one of my favorite timbale players of all time. As they said, it's their 20th anniversary, and those first two albums that they did just really changed the game for Latin jazz. It's so advanced, so sophisticated. It's still based on Afro-Cuban music, but the way they did it and the arrangements, the way the rhythm played off with the horns and the percussion and everything else. I had a trumpet player one time. I asked him, hey, did you ever play with the band? He said, yeah, and that music was like trying to read a bunch of ants running across the music page. Because when you hear it, you'll hear that it's just amazingly spectacular. This is called Pal Solar from the album 20th Anniversary. This is Timbalaya. Thank you. Alfidi Sadi and his group Timbalaya from the album 20th Anniversary. Now, you brought in some tracks that blew my mind in a completely different way. Next up is a performer from Guatemala.
Recently, when I was on assignment in Central America, I started this practice of wherever I go, I want to just listen only to the local music. And so I was in Central America, traveling through El Salvador, Guatemala, and I decided I just really wanted to empaparme, soak myself in new local music by young people who were doing interesting things. And Rebecca Lane is a Guatemalan rapper who I think her beats are just so sick, and also her themes, like the stuff she's talking about, is it kind of goes beyond that very derivative Latin hip hop that is, you know, cars and girls, and there's a place for that, and I listen to that too, but I do kind of like what she's talking about, which is super relevant, which is indigenous pride in a country that is still grappling with a history of genocide. So important stuff. And the name of this track is Ciudad de Colores, and it's a really cool remix. Check it out.
Voy a pintarles un cuadro con palabras. Esta primera mancha que algunos llaman patria es la fachada que pusieron los criollos para que todo el pueblo defienda sus monopolios. Expoliaron nuestras tierras, nos metieron en reservas. Fueron las manos morenas las que hicieron sus riquezas. No nos dejan sentarnos a su mesa, sin embargo, porque oligarcas quieren ver todo de blanco. Con cloro han intentado lavar la sangre. Se olvidan que esas huellas son imborrables, aunque intenten blanquear nuestra memoria. La historia verdadera está escrita en tinta roja. Destrozan el paisaje con el gris de sus ciudades. Sus negras intenciones buscan cómo opacarte. Nos ponen uniforme, quieren que seamos iguales. Parte de su manada como seres impensantes.
Por eso lleno de colores la ciudad, para demostrar que estamos acá, que luchamos por la alegría, que dibujando hacemos rebeldía. Yo quiero hacer flores en la primavera, y cuando huye tu mirada hacia afuera, mires mi obra de arte en un muro, y que sonría por un momento tu mundo.
Tu mundo ha sido modelado por el miedo. Te ocultas tras las rejas y tras armas de fuego. Color marrón han embarrado tu confianza. Amarillo, paranoia, otra vez la ambulancia. La constancia en la represión hacia el conocimiento. La ignorancia inculcada por la tele y los medios. Son el terror con que nos tienen dominados. La violencia es heredada, la traemos del pasado. Les ha pasado que ven todo en blanco y negro, que no saben si su país es realmente un cementerio. A mí me pasa que me siento en una finca y los señores feudales ya me tienen en la mira, porque pinto con pinceles sus paredes, porque mi poesía al poder no se vende, porque ellos me dan muerte y yo grito vida, ellos capitalismo y yo grito anarquía.
Por eso lleno de colores la ciudad, para demostrar que estamos acá, que luchamos por la alegría, que dibujando hacemos rebeldía. Yo quiero hacer flores en la primavera, y cuando huye tu mirada hacia afuera, mires mi obra de arte en un muro, y que sonría por un momento tu mundo. Por eso lleno de colores la ciudad, para demostrar que estamos acá, que luchamos por la alegría, que dibujando hacemos rebeldía. Yo quiero hacer flores en la primavera, y cuando huye tu mirada hacia afuera, mires mi obra de arte en un muro, y que sonría por un momento tu mundo.
Next up, we're going to listen to something by the band Ife. They explore Puerto Rican, Afro-Puerto Rican sounds. This is the song Tres Mujeres, or Three Women, or Iboru, Iboye, Ibosheshe.
Hey!
I hear a mixture of Afro-Cuban rumba. I hear some references to Santeria. Love this track.
Yeah, I recently learned about Ife, and I love the sound. I love the exploration of Afro-Cuban, Afro-Puerto Rican, Afro-Caribbean rhythms and languages mixed in with this really chill electronica. Sort of a little bit along the lines of what like bands like Ibegi are doing,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, great find. We want to remind you that you can hear all of the songs we played today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We look forward to hearing from you guys. And Felix, I'd say a lot of the great music that we bring to the show is part of a dialogue we have with listeners about what they're listening to. So definitely recommend new music to us, because a lot of times it makes it on the air.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.
A ti te gusta.